Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Peter Volandis.
As we said from the outset, the paramount consideration in our decision-making process has always been the safety and the health of our players. Unfortunately, that's taken a dramatic turn today. Our pandemic expert and our biosecurity expert has said, due to the rapid rate of infection, that we can no longer guarantee the safety of our players to continue to play. And as I said, that's the paramount consideration in all our decision making, is the safety and health of our players. Accordingly, we are suspending the season. We are going to put a time period to the suspension. We are going to look at every available option to us in the next week or so as to how we can recommence the season, be it in other areas, be it in northern Queensland. All the options are still on the table. We thank the players for all their support to date, and we also thank the fans. This decision hasn't been taken lightly, but we have a world-renowned pandemic expert, and they are very, very concerned at the rapid rate of this infection. And as I said, we will and always consider the health of our players before anything else, and we've had no other option but to suspend the season. Todd, would you like to...
Thanks, Peter. I'd also echo Peter's remarks, similar that we did this time last week. We've said from the start of this unfolding pandemic that was the case today could be different tomorrow, and what the case was this hour could be different in the next hour. And the advice has changed, and as that changes, so do we. Tonight, our situation, as has been said, has changed dramatically. We have made, as Peter has said, the unprecedented decision to suspend the 2020 season. It is indeed a deeply sad day, but one of the most responsible days in our game's history. We would not have reached this point unless the conditions had shifted so dramatically and so exponentially. Today's a difficult day for the rugby league community, both here at head office and across all of our clubs and players. Our priority is to do everything we can to give our game the best chance for a long and sustainable future. We've briefed all of our clubs this evening, and all of our players have now been told. For now, we've asked our players not to turn up to training tomorrow while we resolve the situation as best as we can. The self-isolation guidelines we've previously provided will remain in place. There will be a lot of uncertainty amongst our players, and we will try to give them as much support as we possibly can. The impact of this decision on those who work within rugby league will be significant. From this afternoon, the NRL's offices are now closed until May the 1st. All staff have been asked to take their annual leave immediately. This was a difficult decision, but an important one to give our business the very best chance of retaining staff long term, and allows us to consider our options to protect the long term future of the game. While I say it's a tough day for the game, we know it's a tough time for everyone across our community. There's much fear and uncertainty among all of us about what the future holds. As we sit here tonight, no one can confidently predict what is ahead. All we can do as a sport and as a community is remain united and follow the expert advice to keep ourselves and all of our families safe. Can I take the opportunity to thank our fans and our partners for all of their support? These are indeed difficult days, and we know not having rugby league as an outlet will ensure some people are more isolated, and it will disappoint many. But the health of our players and our staff must come first. We look forward to returning the Telstra Premiership as soon as it is safe to do so. We cannot say with any certainty what the future holds, but rugby league community as a whole will continue to work through this as a team. We said this the other day, and we'll say it again today. We're in this together, and we will make sure we get through this together. Peter and I are happy to take some questions.
MG, we might leave it there as Todd Greenberg, the NRL CEO, and Peter Volandis, the chairman of the ARLC. Take some questions from the media. MG?
Yeah, we should take some callers from our listeners as well. 133353, you've heard Peter Volandis, you've heard Todd Greenberg. Now, let us know your feelings.
We want to hear from you, absolutely. MG, before we take a break and take some calls, how do you, as a man who rugby league has been such a big part of your life, how do you react to today's announcement?
I'm shattered. I'm saddened. This was kind of the only semblance of normality that we had left in our lives as league lovers. But as everyone's saying, when it becomes too much of a risk, they had no option. It's unprecedented days we're experiencing at the moment. So we've all got to adhere to the protocols. Stay away. Stay indoors as much as you can. You know, stay away from. For 2 weeks, they're saying that two or 3 weeks. I'll change the rationale again, and something else will come out. But at the moment, we just got to all do this together.
All right. NRL officially suspends the season amid this coronavirus crisis. This is the Rush Hour with MG. We're going to take a song. The Rush Hour with MG on Triple M.
Trending now.
We're going to try to keep the games going. It's very important for a variety of reasons and also to make sure that we keep our industry afloat. So where we can play and where there's no good reason not to play, we're going to keep trying. And that's certainly the position of both Peter Vellantis and I as we stand here this morning.
MG, that was NRL CEO Todd Greenberg 8 hours ago on Moon Man in the Morning, Triple M's breakfast show. And moments ago, he and Peter Vellantis fronted the press and announced that the NRL has officially suspended the season.
Yep, it's a bit of a shock, but I think deep down we all knew it was coming.
We want to hear from you, 133353. It's a monumental day in the history of rugby league. Dave in Plumpton. Dave, how are you feeling about the announcement?
Mate, a bit shattered, to be honest. But I think what people need to do, if they can afford it or whatever, is not to bail out on the clubs with in regards to memberships and stuff and support them as best you can.
Yeah, well said.
You know, I'm a Manly supporter. I live out the west. It's not, you know, common out here, but I think everyone needs to just get together if they can afford to and just keep it on the clubs out.
Yeah, Davey, well said, mate. We're going to, for everyone who makes it to the show today, who comes on as a caller, we're going to give you a Stay Random Sydney long sleeve t-shirt.
Absolutely, MJ.
Thanks, Davey.
Yeah, in these times, we want to support you as well. Fred in Elderslie. Fred, the announcement today from Todd Greenberg and Peter Vellantis was a shocking one.
Naturally, I think, yes, but it was coming. We felt it, but weren't real sure, but it's happened. So we fight on.
Do you
we
think
fight on as Australians?
We do, mate.
And as rugby league supporters.
Fred, I can hear the emotion in your voice, Fred. Have you been impressed by the way Peter and Todd have handled things?
Yes, indeed. People at the helm of rugby league at the moment, they're proud.
Oh, Freddie, it's all right, mate. It's a sad day, brother. It is. Keep your loved ones close, brother. And keep them indoors as much as we can. And just, you know, we'll fight this together.
Absolutely. Sam in Blacktown. Sam, the NRL announcing today the season has been officially suspended. No sort of sign on the horizon when it will be restarted. How are you feeling about the announcement?
Yeah. Hey, MG, hey, Liam. Yeah, mate, it's a very disappointing day. I mean, it's not just the NRL clubs. You've got to feel for everyone. The gyms like MG Active, they're all closing down. Cafes, restaurants, administration people, the knock-on effect is terrible. NRL, I thought it was going to be like that one sport that you could get away and, you know, get away from all the media and just relax and watch footy with the family in the house. And yeah, it's just shattering. I know Peter Vellantis and Todd Greenberg were really pushing for it to stay. I could see them through the emotions in the interviews, but yeah, you just got to feel for everyone. Hopefully, you know, Aussies, we stay united. I feel for the country people. They just had the bushfires and
floods.
And they're rebuilding, and then this happens. And then, yeah.
Good words, Sammy. Really appreciate it, mate. And you're right. It was kind of like, you know, as I mentioned, it was the last semblance of normality. We're kind of, you know, the rugby league, now that rugby league's been shut down, it's kind of okay. Now, It's here. It's on our doorstep.
John in Blacktown. John, the announcement of the NRL suspending the season. How's it made you feel?
Mate, let me tell you, honestly, I'm proud of the boys. They gave us two rounds. They put the fans before themselves. It's the last code to close down, and to me, that's why it's the greatest game in the world, mate.
Well said. Full stop on that, Johnny. Well done.
Well said. Mark in Liverpool and Dave on the Central Coast. We're running a bit short on time here, so we will finish this off. We've got time for one more caller. Ben in Richmond. Ben, your thoughts on the NRL's decision to officially...
How are we?
Good, hello, Benny.
He seemed rather chipper, Benny.
Oh, no, I've had a pretty good day, but it's been a little bit disappointing hearing about the NRL.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say, MG, The support you gave Dan and Kemp on his beer in Plumpton the other day was absolutely superb.
Yeah, I was out of celebrations there at Plumpton. It was great, mate. It was good.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Thanks,
I just wanted to just ask you guys, does this mean Parramatta finally ends the drought?
Yes, we're saying it's Parramatta's competition.
Parramatta's competition.
They're minor premiers anyway, put it that way.
Shut the gate, just get the trophy, get Peter Sterling, the hand of the Mitch Moses, and it's all over.
There you go, Benny. Good on you, mate. Thanks for
Benny,
finishing
thank
us.
You hey, for the call.
And thanks for finishing off on a pretty heavy topic with a bit of a laugh, because we all are going to need plenty of that going forward, because now we're going to bunker down, don't we?
Absolutely. This is the Rush Hour with MG, a monumental day. The NRL officially postponing the season indefinitely. Todd Greenberg saying that the NRL offices, they're closed till May 1st. So there's staff at the NRL who we send our thoughts to as well. This is wide-ranging implications, MG, of which we don't know what they look like just yet, but we're going to take a break. This is the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. Liam Flanagan here as well. Thanks to Jack Link's Beef Jerky. It never lets you down, MG. Boy, do we need Jack Link's Beef Jerky more than ever.
We certainly do.
Find it in your supermarket snack aisle. It has low GI, giving you energy for longer without the sugar crashes. Low fat, no added preservatives. Healthy as well as delicious.
Trending now.
The NRL season has been suspended, MG. It's the announcement we didn't want to hear.
No.
But it has been made official today. Peter Volandis, the chairman of the ARLC, and Todd Greenberg, the CEO of the NRL, making the announcement less than 25 minutes ago. MG, the future of the competition is uncertain.
Mm.
And the financial situation of the league is perilous. This is Peter Volandis speaking about that fact.
It's catastrophic. I don't think we've ever come across a financial crisis like this. You know, we're all affected. We will sit down with the players over the next week to look at how they're affected. This is a financial crisis. You can't understate it. It's probably the biggest financial challenge the game will ever face in its history.
Yep, it's certainly he's right with that. This is catastrophic. It's unprecedented. When I was involved with the Super League War, I thought that was going to be one of the biggest things that I'd ever see in the game. But this gazumps it by 1,000.
Well, the NRL offices will be closed until May 1st. They are shutting up shop. There are going to be cuts that will be made there. The question was asked to Peter Volandis at the press conference, the future of those clubs that may not financially survive this.
We will do our best to keep all our clubs viable. As I said at our Sunday press conference, we're a family, we're a rugby league family, and when one needs help, we will support them. And we will do everything in our power to ensure that every single one of our clubs remains viable.
Yeah, and I believe him. I believe Gil McLaughlin with the AFL as well. I believe these guys have. I know the FFA have got a scheduled press conference tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning, so maybe they might be following suit without putting words in anyone's mouth. You got to think that it's time to batten down the hatches.
Yeah, and we've seen the announcement today from the Australian Olympic Committee that they've told their athletes to prepare for an Olympic Games to be held in Tokyo in 2021 in the northern winter, which would be northern summer, which would be our winter. So it looks as though the AFL announced yesterday, the NRL announced today, the A-League looks like they'll probably follow suit tomorrow, and the Olympics certainly look less likely to occur this calendar year, MG.
This is the game that's given me everything in my life, and I owe it everything I've got. I just wish I could do more for it in the crisis. I feel helpless.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how a lot of us are feeling. Vicky in Terry Hills has called through. G'day, Vicky.
G'day, how you going, guys? Sorry to hear you so down, MG. You know what? You know what we need right now? We need some positive energy. We're all going through, you know, we're all affected.
Yep.
And it is bad. And you know what I reckon? Enough of the negative talk and drama and hype in this world about this stupid disease. It's going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can turn this around in 8 hours today and suspend a season, once it all dies down, they can bring it back again. They can bring the game back to life. And it won't be the same, but they can reinvent it. And I think whenever we go through like a recession, it's time to review and reinvent. And I'm sure the game will have the experts on board to help do that. So keep up the positive vibes. You know, they go a long way.
Vicky, what a breath of fresh air you are in an otherwise disappointing last 40 minutes of news. What size shirt are you, Vic?
I'd be a medium.
What about your husband, Vic?
He would be extra large. Right. And we're Manly fans, and you know what we're going to do? We're going to sit at home and we're going to watch the repeat of our favourite grand final, 40-0. We're going to have the family together. We're still going to live the dream and
well, you know what, Vicky?
Cheer it on and
You know what, Vicky, I want to do something for you in the show. After we have a little song and a bit of an ad break, we're going to come back and finish the show with something that you will love. So stay tuned. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but something to do with Manly.
Oh, cool. Okay, thanks, guys. I look forward to that.
Okay, Vic, thanks. Thanks. Good on you, darling.
Vicky, outstanding work. This is the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M, and that exciting bit of Manly content coming up next. Yeah, I tell you what, MG, I feel about 4 foot tall at the moment. It's the news today that the NRL season's been suspended officially.
Yep.
It's left me flat. You know, look, we're facing a sporting calendar that is blank for the next foreseeable couple of months. So,
and for a sports show, that's a problem.
Luckily, we're resilient.
Luckily, we are resilient, pairing
you and I, plus producer Charlie and digital Tony, will be fine.
We'll keep you entertained. We promise you that.
Absolutely. For Jack Links, MG, there was footy over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And you picked out, as you do every Monday, your moment that mattered.
MG's moment that mattered.
They're coming in hot, the Roosters! Or does he knock this on? Trbojevic comes from behind. Kiri's not looking. He knocks it on. Oh, no. It's a huge play. Morris is away. Oh, man. Brett Morris and Tom Nabojevic. An absolute classic in the corner at Leichhardt. You're watching it from home. There's no one in the ground to see it, but it is as good as you will see.
Yeah, Vossi, well called, mate. In a game that was 9-8 and it was teetering on the edge many times, Tommy Turbo came up with a couple of plays that were, quite frankly, astounding. The Kiri, thief in the night, the tackle that would make Scotty Sattler proud in the corner. It's just a shame that there was no one at the ground to see it. There would have been a lot of people on Fox watching it because it was a really tough game. I really enjoyed Roosters v Manly and the Roosters none and two.
With the season on hold. Power through your day with Jack Link's beef jerky. Jack never lets you down. Find it in the snack aisle. MG, we've come to the end of what is a remarkable Monday. The NRL season officially suspended amid this coronavirus crisis. The AFL suspending their season indefinitely yesterday. We might try to get Phil Davis from the Giants on the phone to get his thoughts tomorrow. We expect an announcement around the A-League future tomorrow, but it's a tough day.
Yeah, I think just to sign off, amongst all this uncertainty and panic, remember we as a nation, and I'll take one of Jimmy Hooper's words, we're as stoic as anyone, but we must adhere to the protocols put in place. Don't think you're above this risk. Self-isolation and social distancing means exactly that. No one, and I'll repeat, no one is above this virus. Think about your actions together as one. We'll beat it. We'll beat it. You know, we've got to be safe and we've got to be sensible and just adhere to everything that you hear is the medical advice and try and just, you know, do as much as you can with the loved ones indoors.
All right. Well said, mate. We'll be back tomorrow.
We will be back tomorrow. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay safe.